It's the DV Morning Show. Jim Cran, Randy Bauman. Well, I'll tell you what. We got Donnie Irison, the Cruisers, in the studio right now. And, Donnie, it is an honor to be able to sample one of the first from the first batch
the King Cool.
Of King Cool Light.
A light beer that rocks.
Holy cow.
I love it. Don't
Marty and Mark also here this morning, guys. How are you? Thanks for coming in.
Marketing. Yeah. Merchandise.
Now, these aren't twisties, right? They're,
yeah, they're twisties.
Oh, dude. Awesome. And, all right. So, first of all, the cap... has Donnie's glasses on it, which is that's awesome. Very
signature.
Cool.
If you're a collector at all, you'd want to buy a case of this beer. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like there are people out there to collect these bottles. This is going to be a collectible, actually.
Oh, dude, that's really.
You know, hopefully it's going to be around many years. But it's also the little label, the glasses there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Shot glass.
Take a little chance.
Try some, Jimmy.
That's delicious.
Good.
You know what? It's nice.
What's
I'm liking it.
Oh yeah, I can do my own.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's very smooth.
It's light, but it's bold.
It's smooth. But yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
No, it's really
like
good.
Donnie, multi-dimensional. You know what? It tastes just like Donnie.
Two of these, I'm going to be screaming, Aliyah!
Oh, my God.
I can't believe.
Tastes just like them. King Cool Light.
You know it's excellent,
dude,
man.
This is awesome. How the hell did you guys come up with the idea to do a beer? I mean, it's a brilliant idea, first of all, nice. Because you should have a beer named after you, for crying out loud.
Yeah, man.
But whose idea was it first?
Go ahead, Mark.
Mark?
You, Mark?
Yeah, well... Over the years, we've been together for 30 years, right? So that's part of the whole deal tonight. We have different ideas, and as our friendship grew and we evolved into different, you know, areas of expertise and professions, I had an idea to do different things. We've been approached by people, and suddenly realized one day that King Cool was a suggestive name for a beer. You know, it sounds like a beer. It's kind of cool. So... we started talking to Donnie about it, Marty, and we started running up the flagpole. And pretty soon, about a year ago, we formed a company and you know, added a couple of crucial pieces in terms of personnel. Added a guy from Pittsburgh, actually, who we knew would get the whole thing. His name's Gary Medved, and he's our chief operating officer and our longtime manager. We have great skill sets in our company, and we're just having a ball with it. I mean, we're doing it all internally.
Yeah, I was going to say, but this is more than a marketing gimmick or more than like a little hobby thing. You guys are putting this out there because there's a lot of production. In other words, you got thousands of bottles out there, cases out there. I mean, people can get this at your local distributor, I would assume, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have a distributor, Galli Distributing, and that's our exclusive distributor. So club owners out there, tell your distributor if they don't have it, go to Galli. They'll know how to get it, and we're rolling it out.
It's a great tasting beer.
Yeah, and it's already in a lot of bars, Jimmy.
It's out there.
Yeah,
Donuts.
Yeah. Distributors will have it in a couple weeks, from what I'm hearing. December.
Donnie's doing a little guest bartending tomorrow night.
Okay. Southside.
Five bars on Carson Street.
What clubs?
One second.
We're going to be doing a couple different clubs tomorrow night. Casey's. These are all down
there. Ah, Casey's.
One of our favorites.
Man. Casey's. Yeah. We love Casey's. Right, Randall?
We'll be there at 7 o'clock. And then
7?
We're gonna roll down to Chupka's around
7:45. Chupka, 7:45.
Jax will be there at 8:30.
Oh, Jax, dude, you're going to have a zoo following you around tomorrow night.
And then we're doing Carson City, the old bank. At
Oh, yeah.
At 9.
And then... Donnie's going to be rolling in and guest bartending at 10 o'clock at Town Tavern.
Town Tavern at 10.
And these guys are going all out. They bought a lot of beer for Saturday night.
Town Tavern. We'll put a list of all the bars, and we're doing the times for that on our DV.com.
That'd be great.
So you guys could follow Donnie, do a little Donnie Irish pub crawl.
Donnie Irish bar crawl, that's the best thing. That's a great idea.
We'll do a pub crawl tomorrow.
No.
It's a pub cruise.
Pub cruise. Nice, Randall.
Nice. You know, it's funny. There's so many different tastes to beer. Okay, I don't have like a trained palate or anything, but it's an excellent beer.
Yeah, don't sell your palate short.
You're right. It's a palate. Just drank a lot of beer anyway, right, Ron? How did you guys determine which one you're going to use? How did you go by? I wouldn't know.
We had taste tests, Jimmy. We tasted a ton of different brews, and this is the one we came up with.
And I love it. It's a nice, a clean taste.
It's a light lager is what it is. It's got like a light. It's just a light beer with more flavor, a little more color. And it tastes good. I remember, Randy, when I first talked to you about this, man, you said, hey, man, as long as it tastes good, people will buy it.
It's
going to
go.
It.
Yeah.
So we remembered it, and we talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it, and it suits my palate, so,
Well, the scary thing is it's one of those ones that goes down a little easy. Yeah. Like, I could drink four of these with no problem.
By design.
By design, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did you taste any, and you're like,
very nice.
I don't know, this one's a little too light. Give this to Michael Stanley.
Yeah, if you look at the front of the bottle, our guiding mantra was a light beer that rocks.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's got that rock edge.
Right, these guys don't do watered down rock, so obviously we didn't want a watered down beer. Right.
It's definitely delicious.
We got a big fan,
flavorful
man.
Light beer.
Cool. Looking forward to having a few of these tonight when you guys are jamming for your 30th anniversary. Yeah. And you know, that's got to be kind of an unbelievable landmark for you to have attained.
What a wonderful milestone.
30 years. And 30 years. I mean, you're rocking like, you know, but just Jimmy and I are always blown away when we see you live.
Yes, yeah, we're thanks. Saying to be relevant now. That's what I'm saying. It's not just 30 years, to be 30 years later to be relevant, to have a fan base that I've seen, and you guys know this, from you know, 21 years old to 90 years old.
You still got
a lot of kids, and everyone loves your music. You guys are still rocking, still have that edge, which is amazing.
Yeah, the band is still kicking, man, and we're kicking strong.
It shows in the draw.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you and I were talking, Donnie, the amount of ticket requests for this show, because you couldn't buy them in particular, it made it tougher. But, I mean, you know, I've got a list 20 people long. I can't imagine how you guys must have been dealing with the ticket requests for this tonight.
Yeah. It's been so crazy.
You guys are used to that, though. You guys got a system down by now, right?
I know that system. I know what you mean.
Hot chicks in the back door. No, you don't need a stamp. You're fine. Just go in.
So it's got to also be kind of cool to come full circle and be jamming on the south side tonight. What does the south side of Pittsburgh mean to Donnie and Irish and the Cruisers?
Yeah. I'll tell you, we have a history there for sure. Nick's Fat City days. It was like in the 80s probably when we played there, wasn't it? Like later 80s.
We recorded an album there. Live at Nick's.
Yeah, yeah. It's just it's a great thing to come back there to do this.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, tonight, the 30th anniversary of Donnie Irish and the Cruisers in the launch of King Cool Light, which I got to tell you.
Ask for it at your bar, your local tavern.
It's delicious.
Great beer, highly recommend it.
All right. They like it.
Nice work. Jim and Randy stamp of approval.
It's awesome.
We're done. We can go home now.
All right, and then that show's tonight, 8 o'clock on the South Side, and we'll be seeing you there.
Yeah,
and
tomorrow,
look for King Cool Light in your local distributors. And think about this. You got people coming in town for the holidays?
Yeah.
Dude, you got to stock your fridge with this. I mean, they'll love that, right?
And if you're listening online, we have so many Pittsburghers who are out of town, man. This is such a great gift for somebody if you're living out of town, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Good deal. Oh, yeah. All right, we'll see you tonight. Congratulations, Donnie.
See you guys there, man.
Thanks, man.
Right on. Marty and Mark, thank you guys for making it in here today. Gary, congrats on all the hard work that you've done and the finished product. Nice job. Nice work. Donnie Irish and the Cruisers at Diesel tonight. One more shot to win tickets to that show, and that's the only way you can get in, and that's coming up with Michelle Michaels after 10 o'clock. Jim and Randy, it's the DV.